Psalm 67. To the choir master, with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Why has God's grace come to you? For the same reason that it came to the Israelites of old, so that the same grace can stream out to the nations. Consider your neighbors. Unless they are Jews, these people all around you are the nations. Maybe they even come from vastly different ethnicities despite living in close proximity. This is a beautiful picture of those God has graced with this psalm. The psalm starts in verse 1 with an echo of the old Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yet this psalm then immediately goes on to draw the nations of the earth into this ancient blessing. This is who God is. He is not a parochial, narrow-minded God. His welcome to sinners is wide. He asks only for our penitent faith, our trusting contrition. All he asks is that we humble ourselves enough to know of our need for his saving mercy. The psalmist prays that God's saving power would be known throughout all the earth. For us today, this saving power has been climactically displayed in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus and his work on our behalf, we see the length to which God would go to draw men and women everywhere into the blessing of enjoying the radiant face of God shining down on them.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000. Enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.